This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A man who set himself on fire in front of the White House yesterday remains hospitalized with burns over 30% of his body. 52-year-old Mohammed Al-Ansi is from Yemen and has been working as a federal informant on terrorism cases. In notes faxed to the Washington Post yesterday, Al-Ansi said he would commit suicide because of how he's been treated by the FBI, which is handling his case. Those notes were sent to reporter Carol Murphy, who joins us now. Carol, describe these suicide notes and also a series of phone calls that you got from Mr. Al-Ansi yesterday. What did he say?
Well, I had been talking to Mr. Al-Ansi for about 10 days on the phone and in person, and he was very emotionally distraught. And he had alluded to the fact that he might kill himself, but I did not take him seriously until yesterday morning when he called me at home and said, I'm going to do it today. And I immediately called my editors, and I went into the office, and he sent a fax saying that he was going to commit suicide by burning at an unexpected place, but he didn't say where. He also sent us a copy of a fax that he sent to the FBI office in New York that he said that he had been working with. And we alerted the FBI office in New York that we'd received this fax. They said they hadn't received it, so we gave them a copy. And around 1:45, I got a call from Mohammed, and he said, I'm doing it now. I said, please don't. I want to talk to you again. Please tell me where you are. He said, it's too late. I've put the gasoline on myself, and it's over in 2 minutes. So I said, where are you? And he said, I'm at the White House. So I rushed over there, and when I arrived, I could see him lying on the ground and smoke coming out.
You mentioned you'd been talking or interviewing Mr. Al-Ansi over the course of about 10 days. How did he come to your attention, and what was he telling you in those conversations?
It was a case of me coming to his attention. I got a phone call from him, and he had seen me visiting Dar al-Hijra Mosque in Falls Church, where I go frequently to talk to the Muslim community because I cover the Muslim community and religion at the paper. I think I was the first reporter he thought of when he decided he wanted to tell his story. So we met 3 times, and he told me his story. And unfortunately, we haven't been able yet to learn what the government has to say about his story.
His claim is that he was working as a federal informant, as I understand it, and that he felt that the government had not kept up its end of the deal, that they had promised him an amount of money that was not delivered, pledges to protect his identity, which he says did not come through, and that he felt his family back home in Yemen was in danger. Is that right?
Yes, this is what he told us. We have been able to confirm some parts of his story. We know that he is slated to be, or was slated to be, a government witness in the trial coming up in January in New York of a prominent Yemeni religious figure that the FBI did arrest and extradite to the United States. There was a sting operation that Mohammed Al-Ansi apparently participated in order to lure this Yemeni religious figure to Frankfurt, Germany. And that's where the sting operation went down. We are not confident we know the whole truth about his role in that or his role in any other government cases.
And the FBI has not been forthcoming with details, I take it.
Not yet. We're hoping that they will tell us more and either verify or deny his story.
What did Mr. Al-Ansi tell you about his family and his concerns about them back in Yemen?
What he told me, and this we have not yet been able to independently corroborate, was that he has 6 children and a wife, that they have come under pressure and harassment from people who are loyal to Sheikh Mu'ayyad, the Yemeni figure who will be going on trial in New York. And he tells me that his wife is very ill with cancer and that he would like to go back and visit her. He believes that she is close to death. He claimed to me that he could not go back to Yemen to see her because he claims that the FBI is holding his passport.
Did he strike you as a credible person? Did you tend to believe the things he was saying?
He struck me as credible on certain things because he did tell me his story from start to finish more than once, and both versions were consistent. I am not sure that all the details he told me are accurate, but I also realized that I was dealing with a very emotionally distraught person. And I was concerned about that, but I had no idea he would take it to these lengths that he did yesterday.
Well, Carol Murphy, thanks for talking with us today.
You're welcome, Melissa.
Washington Post reporter Carol Murphy talking about Mohamed Al-Ansi, a federal informant from Yemen who set himself on fire yesterday in front of the White House. Al-Ansi is currently in the hospital in serious condition. Asked for comment, an FBI spokesman in New York told us, FBI policy is not to discuss whether or not someone is an informant or a cooperating witness.